Welcome to the Mid-South Spotlight. I'm Michael Russell, and our guest today, Daryl Mackin, also known as D-Mac. He's the founder and executive director of A Soldier's Child. Welcome, D-Mac.
Thank you, Russell. It's good to be here. Michael Russell, thank you.
It's catching. So, Daryl, tell me about the heart behind A Soldier's Child. I know there's a tremendous story there.
Right. So, if you go to our website, you'll see the photo of Christian Golzinski at 8 years old receiving his father's flag at his funeral. His father was Marine Staff Sergeant Marcus Golzinski, and he was killed in Iraq by sniper fire March 27, 2007, just about 2 weeks before he was supposed to come home from his second tour. And so what happened was, about 3 months after Mark had been killed, I walked across the street to my neighbor's house, which would have been Mark's parents, Christian's grandparents. And Christian's granddad stopped me in my tracks, and he said to me in anger, "Did it really matter? And does anyone even care?" And then he walked into his house and left me standing in his garage. And that is what I tell folks was the beginning of A Soldier's Child Foundation, because two things happened to me. I thought, number one, I'm a Navy veteran, and I never once thought about the families left behind. And then number two, my own death. I thought about what would it be for my children if I was not a part of their life. And I have now, back then I had twins that were two and a six-year-old. So it was big time. You know, I didn't have a father. My father left when I was 8 months old. So I lived without a dad. And then when I had my stepdad, he left when I was 12. So I've been through all that. And it was something very hard on my mind and heart. And it was something that I didn't know at the time that God was working in me. God was working in me to put all my life experience, my pain, you know, where my pain was, I would find my purpose. And I didn't know it at the time. All I knew is I wanted to answer my neighbor's question, did it matter, does anyone care? So all we did, my family and I, was celebrate Christian's 10th birthday. Spent about $200, bought a bunch of gifts, showed him that we loved him, and we honored his fallen parent who died for our freedom. Then we found out about another kid, and then another kid, another kid. Before you knew it, we had 100 kids. And then we got our nonprofit status, and the rest is really history from there, is how we have grown so big now, 10 years later.
That is amazing, and congratulations on reaching that 10-year milestone. That's big.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It certainly is. Many of our friends who listen may be familiar with the Christmas Soldier's Child and the gift program there.
Yeah, SOS Christmas.
SOS Christmas, there's more to that. We'll get back to that, but there's a more complete picture of what A Soldier's Child does and provides to families and children. Can you share about some of the about the areas that you were involved in helping folks?
First, I would like to thank Way FM and its listeners, because they have been the backbone to our Christmas program for the last 10 years. They have. They have been the one. The listeners have been the one who have gone out, you know, with this specialized list of each child, what they want, purchase those gifts, wrap them, and then we give them to them at our party. We look great, but it's all those folks behind the scenes that care about the children of our fallen. And this is one of the things I told you earlier, where I feel why we have grown, and I said this, but I'll say it on air, is from $200 to now a $1.4 million budget. How does that happen? It's because what we do resonates with the average American citizen. Because when have we had the opportunity to actually go into the child of our fallen military personnel and say, you matter. You know, I do care about you. You should be one of the first kids on our list of giving. When you think about it, we care for orphans better than anybody in the globe. Yeah. But we're not very good at it, recognizing the children of our fallen. Now that we exist, many people are like, I want all in caring for these kids. So how do we care for them? So number one, we celebrate their birthdays from 1 to 18 years of age. It's awesome. We're spending $30,000 a month on birthday gifts. Can you believe that? $30,000 a month on birthday gifts.
Wow.
Yeah.
But that's a huge number of kids you're serving as well, right?
It is. So we're doing about 250 or more birthdays every single month. And so what we do, so like right now, you know, let's say the month is June, and so we'll go out and shop in June, and it'll be for July birthdays. So we'll bring all the gifts back, we'll wrap them with whoever the host is, and then we'll ship them out in time for every July birthday, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So it's a huge undertaking. And people ask, how is it that you're at 86% of every dollar you spend goes to children programs and services? We have four staff. How is that possible? Because it takes a small army to do this work. When we do our events, we have 100 or more people doing all the shopping. And they're shopping to a wish list that the child filled out. I mean, it's not like, well, maybe they might like this, maybe like that. It's specialized. So that's the first thing, birthdays. And then we do camps. We have camps on steroids. We do fishing camp, hunting camps. We hunt white-tailed deer, dove, turkey, you name it. We hunt it all. And then we eat it all, by the way. We either eat it or mount it. And then we do horseback riding and songwriting. Songwriting is a wonderful camp of, it's a good one. It's a good one. You know, someone writes a book, they get to tell their story. Well, you could do the same thing in a song. Many songs are like that anyway. And it's so much healing that goes on for the kids. And we've even done it with our mamas where they have written songs. So again, we did 17 camps last year. You know, it was just, it's amazing. So we did culinary arts, commercial baking, arts camp, photography camp, science camp, dance camp, all these camps. So it's a way of creating this platform that for the kids to come to camp and then be with other children who have experienced the loss of a military parent. Because once they lose their parent, they go back to their school. Sometimes they move back to their mom's hometown and they're alone. They have no support group. And we all know empathy is the key to any good support group working well, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we facilitate. The last thing we do is we facilitate getting the kids to college debt-free. We have our Christmas program, SOS Christmas. And then we started a new thing now. We call Operation Genesis, getting the children of our falling their very first car. Amazing. Yeah, so now we're working with car companies, dealerships, charity cars, recycle rides, all these different things out there, and getting our leaders. So we have a leadership program called PS23. It stands for Psalms 23. And we're using those leaders, giving back to them as they give back to the kids 8 through 16 years of age at all those camps that I just mentioned. So we give them a car. How cool is that?
And in case folks haven't caught on yet, there's a thread of faith throughout the whole organization.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see a faith-based organization making an impact to folks? I imagine you're just finding people kids who have lost a parent, regardless of their faith situation.
Yeah.
And because the gospel is infused into the fabric, you know, are you seeing lives impacted for the kingdom as well?
Absolutely. Thank you for pointing that out. We actually say we're Christ-centered. And here's the deal. Before Jesus went to the cross, what was the last thing he did? An act of service. What did he do? He washed his disciples' feet. He washed the feet. He served them. He even told them, you want to be great in the kingdom? Serve others. So that's what we get to do. He said, there is no greater love than a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus said that, and then he went and did it.
Yeah.
But I know he meant that's the greatest way any human being can show another human being their love, that I would lay my life down so you could live yours. We have to recognize that's what happens with our military men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And when they do that, look what's left behind, the children. And it's not always cut and dry, it's combat. Sometimes it's, you know, heart attack, stroke, training accident, suicide, you know, and we make no distinction in the type of death. We say to every single child, you call them mom or dad, you're a part of the ASC family.
Hmm.
And so that's, and our journey camp, we do it at Deer Run. They are incredible. I'm sure you guys have talked about them before. I hear commercials about Deer Run Retreat Center. They are incredible partners.
Yes, they are.
They preach the gospel. They do an incredible, you know, a way to where they're not blasting anybody, but it's more like an invitation and you can't resist it. You know, it's the Holy Spirit's all there. He's all over that property. So David Gibson and Fred and those guys, they do a wonderful job at Deer Running. That's where we do our journey camp. We love it.
Of course, individuals, you mentioned, you know, nearly 100 folks a month are helping just the four of you of the team to do the shopping.
Yeah.
But not only individuals, churches can be involved too. Is that correct?
Right. So this is what I was talking about, CCAP. CCAP. And what it stands for is Compassionate Christians Achieving Purpose. We started it out with corporations. We still do corporations. And it was so originally it was Compassionate Corporate America Partners. So we've worked with Walmart, Sears, Venture Express, Owens & Minor, Coca-Cola, all these, you know, larger companies, Fortune 500 companies and others. And it's great. And we still do corporations. But what we have found is that I really felt God had led me, by the way. So to give the church the opportunity to care for our own orphans, you know, we get to show the gratitude and the love and the freedom that we have for our military families, specifically the children left behind. So actually what we do is that we partner with a church. We work with them about 2 months. We show them everything that it takes to put on this event at the church. It becomes a community event. They invite everybody in the community to come out. We have news stations that come out because every time we go to a new community, this is the first time anybody's ever heard of this. You know what I mean? So it's a new deal every time we do it. And the church hosts it. And so we do the shopping at a local Walmart. We come back with over $30,000 worth of gifts. And then we wrap them all up, pack them all up, and ship them out in time for the upcoming kids' birthdays. But then, wherever we are, Texas, California, New York, Chicago, Illinois, wherever, we bring in a local family, an ASC family, and we celebrate that family in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. And we do what we call a legacy story reading. That's where the mom and the kids write about their husband and dad. And yeah, and then everybody hears that, and there's usually not a dry eye in the room. And it's like the same thing that happened to me that day that when Henry said to me, did it matter? Does anybody care? I feel people get that same feeling I got in his garage. You get that when you hear that legacy story reading. It hits you. This is just another American family. But look what they've been through for all of us.
Absolutely. I love and impressed by, you know, how a soldier's child starts with you, one man, trying to care for a neighbor. Multiplied by God, and you know, through faithfulness, it's reaching just beyond. It's reaching beyond, and even
the whole nation.
The whole nation, right? Yeah. That's an amazing testimony.
Thank you.
What are some of the, you know, greatest needs that are at present for a soldier's child?
Yeah, I want to just say first, since you made that point, Michael, I want to thank God because it's been an incredible ride for me. You know, God saved me, rescued my life, turned it around, and then gave me this gift that I get to do with a Soldier's Child Foundation. So God is at the front. He's behind us, and he's pushing us along. And I'm grateful to God Almighty for giving us this. And the kids needed it too, without a doubt. So I would say, you know, as we continue to grow, I definitely want to see CCAP grow. I want to see the church be the church for the children of our fallen. That's something that I'm so passionate about right now.
And it's a beautiful way for the church to say, all are welcome.
Yeah, amen to that.
All children of our fallen heroes are welcome.
And you don't have to be the most patriotic church either. No. You know, I mean, you just have to care about kids and you have to care about your own freedom.
It cuts across politics.
Yeah, it does. Amen to that.
You know, that's the beauty, you know, the gospel bringing people together.
Yeah, yeah, true story. I guess the other thing is, you know, as we continue to grow, we take on more kids. We want to become a household name. So as you say, Habitat for Humanity, you know who they are, what they do, and how to get involved. You know, Make-A-Wish Foundation, another great organization. You know what they do, who they do it for, and how you can get involved in that. Well, what is there in our country, if I was to ask someone, what is there in our country that cares for the children of our fallen? That's usually what you get, you know, until now. You know, it's a soldier's child. And what's so cool about a Soldier's Child Foundation is we're not so, we don't look in, we're looking out. We want everyone in our country to take stake in this work. Everyone. That's where I say, I want to become a household name. That's going to happen by opening the doors to everyone across our country. Do something, you know, call us, email us. What idea do you got? How are you going to invest back in these kids? Let us know. We'll partner with you. We'll make it happen.
You've thrown out the invitation here, and I got to believe that that someone hearing this right now is feeling something.
Yeah.
What's the best way to reach out and make that contact?
So our office phone number is 615-220-1600. My email is Daryl, D-A-R-Y-L, at asoldierschild.org. Our website is asoldierschild.org, and it's just Facebook/asoldierschild. Those are the ones we use most of the time. Yes, sir.
That was, you know, that's an excellent step to being household name, being everywhere on the web and on the email.
Yeah.
Daryl Mackin has been our guest today from A Soldier's Child. I so appreciate you making time and sharing about A Soldier's Child. What, any one last thing you want to leave with folks?
Love, honor, and hope. That's what we're all about. This is, I say it all the time. We love the child. We love the child. We honor their fallen. And our main goal right now is to give the child a hope to live out a courageous life, because we believe they deserve it.
Thank you so much, Daryl Mackin, for being our guest today. I'm Michael Russell, and appreciate you listening to the Mid-South Spotlight. Join us next week for more discussions with those making a positive difference right here at home.
This has been the Mid-South Spotlight, a weekly public affairs program of Way FM.